If you're in any way interested in this show, you will love next week's program because we're doing an experiment where the subject is members of News Talk staff, but also you. So follow the State Watches on Twitter, and we will be rewarding the best citizen with a prize at the end of the experiment. I can't say anything more than that, but do tune into Future Proof next Saturday. Download it as a podcast or listen Irish time, 12 p.m. Saturday, Irish time. Aidan McKelvey was producing this week. Peter Malloy was on sound. We'll be back next Saturday with a very special episode. In the meantime, stay curious.
Welcome, citizens. The state has launched a new social program to build a better, brighter society for our citizens. We look forward to your contributions. Have a great and productive day, and remember, the state is always watching.
There is an experiment going on right now across China that shows the true potential of technology to control and manipulate the behavior of an entire population. If you were shocked by what went on at Cambridge Analytica, this will blow your mind.
我为中国人民迸发出来的创造伟力喝彩。
So, China today, one party rule, censorship, jailing reporters who reveal state secrets. It leads to a lot of fear and a low trust society. The question facing the Communist Party today is, how do you get people to do what you want them to do when they don't trust you? The answer is in your pocket, and it all centers on the concept of social credit.
The social credit is this notion that the Chinese government has introduced that people's behavior will be tracked primarily using the data collected from smartphone apps, but also from their other use of government programs, corporate experiences, and so forth. And that through big data, you can arrive at a sort of score or rating that gives a sense of who this person is overall. But really, it's a way to control people's behavior. I'm Mara Vistendahl. I am a contributing correspondent with Science Magazine and a fellow at New America in Washington, D.C., and I'm a writer.
Late last year, Mara traveled to China to investigate social credit, and it was her jaw-dropping article for Wired that first got us interested in the whole idea. We've pinned a link to it on our Twitter page, twitter.com/newstalkscience for this week. Okay, so the idea of a person having a credit score is, of course, not new. Since the 50s, banks in America decide whether or not to loan to you based on your FICO score, a number essentially based on how good you are at paying back your loans and credit cards and so on. High FICO score, good customer. Low FICO score, bad customer. This system has been replicated all over the world, and in Ireland, your credit score is kept by the Irish Credit Bureau. The idea is to encourage people to be responsible borrowers. But as Mara says, social credit takes this idea one step further.
And also looks at a whole host of data points that haven't previously been incorporated into a widespread program, including things like who you associate with, where you went to school, what kind of car you drive, any kind of marker that might correlate somehow, or something that somebody believes correlates somehow with somebody's worth or as a person. And of course, that's where it gets a little problematic.
And it's this mystery that is key to the control. Because you don't know what makes a good social credit score, you have to imagine what a good person must be like. It's someone who files their taxes, pays their bills, keeps their head down and their nose clean. So how would your behavior change if you knew you were being watched and there were consequences for your every action?
Our social experiment begins in a few minutes' time. Don't go anywhere. Now, to see what it felt like to be watched and judged, we decided to roll out our own social credit system within News Talk and selected four volunteers. Reporter Henry McKean, producers John Fardy and Claire Darmody, and host of Tech Talk, Jessica Kelly. We used technology to monitor their activity online, in the office, and on air. Here's how it began.
Welcome, citizens. The state is very happy to let you know that you have voluntarily joined our social credit program. The state likes good citizens. The state would like to issue you your scores based on an analysis of your contribution to society since product launch. Your behavior has been monitored by the state and will be monitored until the end of the trial period to help you improve your social credit score. Remember, the state likes good citizens. John, your social credit score is 11. The state is pleased. Your praise of state transport was recorded. We agree that the state has the best transport system in the world.
So just to jump in here and explain, we don't want to give all of our volunteers all of the information as to how we calculated their score. Some of it was based on characteristics which we gathered in a questionnaire, others were from observation. But we built the scoring algorithm based on conversations with people who have been studying social credit in China, like Mara and Samantha Hoffman, a research consultant who specializes in Chinese security and policy. Pay attention to how our volunteers try to piece together what's going on and how they react to their scores.
Claire, your social credit score is minus 125 points. The state is not pleased. You have been recorded befriending low social credit citizens.
Ooh.
The state is pleased by your charity work. Henry, your social credit score is 1,006 points. The state is pleased.
Well, that's a good thing.
The state has recorded a dramatic increase in non-recyclable waste since week commencing 12th February. The state is not pleased.
What did you do?
Really?
Nappies, no?
Yeah,
there's... Oh, you've got a kid now, yeah.
I did. Henry, you should have got that one first.
I filled a whole black bin full of nappies and then they were burnt in the local incinerator.
They've been really watching you, haven't they? Mm.
A good citizen recycles. Jessica, your social credit score is 588. The state is pleased. The state recorded the purchase of imported goods on your credit card statement. The state is not pleased. The state recorded your criticism of state transport technology. This also displeases the state.
Make better transport systems then, love.
It's all those aeroplanes you took, isn't it?
Well, all of the planes, yeah.
The state is pleased by any action that pleases the state. Criticism of the state does not please the state. The state welcomes your questions.
It's just wretched the state to f*** off, to be honest. Just as well you warn me, they don't like to be criticised.
So hang on a second. I was good, I got 11. Jess got 500 and she was also good. Like, is there a gradation here?
The numbers.
Like the degrees of it. Yeah, do the numbers state, if we can be so bold.
That information is classified. All of your behaviour is being monitored.
No, like if you do volunteer work, like I got a plus for charity, but I didn't get a plus for much else. Obviously, maybe when I said I didn't use any public transport, if I could avoid it, it all went against me.
So that's why I get the train 3 days a week.
And you obviously said the train was awesome, just like
no,
a total
I didn't.
Lick.
Did I? Oh, maybe you're monitoring what I said on social media then.
Like, how do you know that I shop locally, which I do? How did you know that? Surely there's privacy issues here. The state, can I ask you that?
Criticism is not welcomed by the state.
You just lost points there.
I'm just asking questions. I'm asking questions.
No, you're losing points.
The state monitors all of your behavior across the new technology program for social credit. All behavior, all actions, all purchases will be monitored and judged.
But there are lots of social actions one does that can't be monitored by the state. So, for instance, the good feeling I have in my heart towards my children, the things I might do for them that don't show up in something I buy, the fact that I play with them, this can't be monitored by the state. So my question for the state is, are we too limited in the way we're monitoring social credit?
Your happiness does not benefit the state.
Well, that's rubbish.
Well, I would disagree. Bhutan, they, the happiest country in the world, they think happiness is a massive part of the state's happiness and well-being.
Henry having given birth, or his wife having given birth recently and him becoming a father, surely that's attributing to the state and the good of the state. So the fact he didn't work for 2 weeks, but is now a parent, surely that's the state should be pleased about that.
The state is pleased by an increase in population that can work for the state.
Jesus.
Claire would like to ask the state about Claire's like terrible score. A very, very low score. Remind me, minus.
Claire, your score is minus 125.
Explain.
That information is classified.
I think I'm a better person than the state, to be honest with you. So I would like a little bit of feedback on my terrible scoring.
It seems to me it has something to do with the fact it said you befriended people of a low social rating. So clearly you friends on Twitter or somewhere. Who
but I didn't even. I don't think
scores.
In the questionnaire I talked anything about my friends.
But we're not just judged on the questionnaire. They're watching everything we do. Maybe it's. Oh, never mind.
I know you're thinking of it. Yeah.
So she has and bad you, friends.
No, it's because I've dated lots of degenerates.
Have you?
Yeah. The state recognises the good financial standing of Henry's background.
Right. Okay.
Wow.
I don't know what to say about my background.
You've taken the press, obviously.
I don't know what to say, except that it's incredibly worrying that we've been watched by the state. It's creepy. And I'm a little bit scared, to be honest.
So that's how we left our volunteers, with the knowledge that their behaviour was being watched somehow, and that there would be consequences for their actions. Over the next week, they will get regular updates on their score, but they won't know exactly what affected the number. Of course, in China, Alipay's social credit system is optional. So why on earth would someone voluntarily choose to take part in something like this?
Right now, it's mostly perks, similar to like a loyalty program where it's voluntary to sign up. People who do sign up for a while, they could skip the airport security line at the Beijing airport.
What?
Wow. Yeah, that just lasted a few months, and then this is one of the areas where you see this kind of tug of war between the government and the companies over data happening, and in this case Alipay lost, and so the airport program no longer happens. But Jima Credit collaborates with some dating app companies, and you can show off your score and possibly get preferential treatment on those apps. If you have a high score with a number of companies, you can waive the deposit, right? So you can rent a hotel room without paying a deposit, or you can get a car without paying a deposit. It's just these very small things, right?
What happens to those people who don't have fancy cars, who didn't go to a good school, and couldn't pay their bills on time, who were antisocial? Until now, we could only guess. But on March the 2nd, the Chinese government announced that it would begin banning citizens with a low social credit score from using planes or trains for up to a year.
So that's very worrying. There is a very real risk that political dissidents, you know, people, potentially even people who just don't want to share their data with everybody, people who just, you know, would be inclined to opt out for other reasons, that those would be the people who are penalized in this system.
And people are already being penalized. Here's a report from CBS News with Jeff Glore from only 3 weeks ago.
Nearly 15 million people have already been prevented from traveling. Journalist Leo Hu is one of them. He recently tried to book a flight but was told he couldn't because he was on the list of untrustworthy people. I can't buy property. My child can't go to private school, he says. You feel like you're being controlled by the list all the time.
So, we couldn't stop News Talk volunteers from taking the train, but we did have a few tricks up our sleeve. News Talk is on the third floor in Marconi House, and you need access on your swipe to take the lift.
My swipe isn't working.
And of course, only citizens with a good social credit score have access.
Yeah, mine's working.
This isn't anything to do with the thing for Jonathan, is it?
We bought high social credit citizens coffee.
Oh my God, really?
And offered to pick up their lunch.
Thank you so much. That's so exciting.
and low social credit citizens were refused access to the printers near them or forced to take the stairs every day. Each citizen knew that they could have an easier life if their score went up. There's another element to the social credit system in Alipay that makes it hugely powerful as a method of control. You see, it's not just your behavior that changes your score. It's also the behavior of the people around you, too.
You are penalized for the behavior of your close contacts. So presumably that's the people you're in most frequent contact with within Alipay. If their scores go down, that affects your score. And that's a very powerful tool that kind of compels people to help keep their relatives in line. And that's similar to, as you mentioned, what now happens with the Chinese government putting pressure on relatives of dissidents who are living abroad. This is a way to put a much more subtle pressure. I mean, so you could envision a scenario where somebody's score falls and then their friends and family kind of quietly drop them as a contact because they don't want their own score to fall. That part, of course, is very Black Mirror.
So people who step out of line, who jaywalk, play loud music at night, or fall behind on their credit card bills, start to become isolated by their friends.
Claire, your social credit score was minus 125 points. The state was displeased. Your revised score is 245 points.
Score!
The state has observed many of your actions during trial period. In particular, it noted your contribution to the happiness propaganda event held by the state, also known as the New Stork Company Day. A happy worker is an industrious worker. Productivity pleases the state. It should also be self-evident that the state does not like being told to f*** off. John, upon initial assessment, your social credit score was 11. The state was pleased that you had made a positive contribution to society, even if yours was essentially a negligible contribution. Our data analysis noticed an unusual departure time on Friday last. You did not take your usual train home to Dundalk. Your phone's pedometer noticed irregular step patterns associated with low coordination. Our algorithm suggests that instead of returning to your family, you instead went drinking.
I hold my hands up to the state.
How do you plead?
Guilty to that, yes.
So imagine if it was tied to your PPS number and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, if you weren't allowed to move into a particular area because your rating was lower, or you weren't allowed to buy a particular brand of car, or like, it can go so much deeper when it's the state. Whereas if it's just a corporate thing, like, as you said, you can go into your settings and knock it off. It's our responsibility to do that. But if it's the state, it's something different.
Well, at East Germany, the Stasi, it happened and it could happen again. And it is happening again.
You know, there's a line between public and private morality. And I think in the 21st century, we've kind of got to a point where that works reasonably well, certainly in, for want of a better phrase, the Western world. So the idea of introducing some kind of social credit system like that, I think would be disastrous, because in the evolution of morality, I don't think we've ever been better. And a social credit scheme isn't going to help that evolution.
Claire, as the most improved citizen, your lunch will be free today.
Yay! What am I getting?
John, Henry and Jessica, as a result of failure to meet our expectations, you will be paying for Claire's lunch.
Sound.
So clearly our volunteer citizens didn't feel too oppressed. They knew it was just a game. But in just a short period, you could already see the forces of control at work. Claire's disappointment at a low score and delight at her improvement. Jessica putting on a show for the outside world of being a model citizen. And all of them wondering how the system worked and how to get ahead. But in China, the social credit program is of course underway, and it's hard not to see it through George Orwell's eyes. This is 1984's Big Brother. If the experiment succeeds in the most populated country in the world, it might lay the ground for other countries to do the same, just like the FICO system did in the 50s. An entire population of self-governing citizens who will do anything to stay out of trouble and keep their high score. Those fighting for privacy, have long predicted something like social credit, but few of us believed it would become a reality. We loved the benefits that sharing our data gave us. We gave it away without a moment's thought. And only now are we starting to realize its worth.
The social credit trial period has ended. Thank you for your service and attention. And remember, the state will be watching.
So one of the things we did, right, before we aired that podcast, we did, we told people that they should just follow the state watches. And thank you to everyone who did that. On Twitter, we set up this account called the State Watches, and we didn't tell people what it was for. And the reason we didn't do it is because we wanted to see if you just sign up to something and you don't know what it's about, and someone starts giving you a score, and then they don't tell you necessarily why you've gone up or down. They give you a bit of a hint, and then they stop giving you information. How do people react to that? And we didn't talk about rewards, or we didn't talk about negatives. And it was really interesting. So we got about 62 accounts following the State Watches, which is fantastic. And we started just communicating with those throughout the week. Myself and Aidan on Twitter and basically tweeted out stuff from the state and responding to people and looking through, if they signed up, looking through their profile and seeing if they can find anything that was pro-state or anti-state, which at the time they didn't know. And so we were kind of judging them. We had people who didn't like being judged so much that they said, see you later, and blocked us. They really did not like being followed. We had people who were saying, this isn't much of an experiment, because I think they were thinking that the social experiment was a scientific social experiment. But the experiment was actually to see, how do people behave when they're given a figure, and then and that figure is attributed to them. And we found that, on the whole, people started to look at, how do I increase my figure? A lot of people said, what's the point? But some people wanted to increase their figure. Some people complained that they got a lower figure. And you could see already that just being given a number has an effect on you. And then when we aired the program, then everyone started looking for, got on board. And we said we were going to reward five of the best citizens last week. Well, we actually said we reward the best citizen. But we're going to email 10 euro to the following Twitter accounts if you send us your email. Okay, so if you're listening to this podcast, send us your email and we will send you 10 euro to your PayPal, and you can, you know, take it off your Netflix, or you can pay off your loans. So send us your email. Don't do it publicly, obviously. You can either DM us, or you can email us at science@newstalk.com. If you are Audrey Byrne, Audrey, congratulations. You were the best citizen, and the state recognizes your good citizenry. On the whole, that makes you the worst human being, but it makes you the best citizen from the eyes of the state. Jack Ryan was number two. Gavin Byrne was number three. Screamer Emer was number four. And Sam Power was number five. Really enjoyed some of your interactions with the state. One person says, does anyone feel a bit weird about talking about the good things they've done? So the people are already like thinking, is this, I'm promoting myself, but it feels a bit weird, but I wanted something that was Sam. Another says, I'm questioning the state, but only because I feel the state and I have different views. I believe citizens should be genuinely good to each other, because it's better for the citizens and the state's long-term well-being. So people really thinking about this. And then I loved Paula Kenny, who first off started questioning the state and then realized that because by questioning the state, she had lost loads of points. And then she says, I think we should start a rebellion. Who's with me? And then she tags a bunch of other members of the state. So we actually had a coup attempt, which was crushed, I love to say, by the other Twitter handles. So all of the other people said no, and they basically swore allegiance to the state, and poor Paula Kenny's coup was crushed. And I feel awful for her, but Paula, we loved your interaction, so thank you very much.
Absolutely the worst citizen, therefore probably the best human being.
Absolutely the worst citizen, so therefore probably one of the best human beings. I hope you enjoyed that. And thanks very much for indulging us. And I know on Twitter, you know, taking part in something, you don't know what it is. Thank you for all of your interactions. Do go back and listen to that piece. We put so much effort into it. It made our eyes bleed. But I hope it came out in something very satisfying to listen to.